Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Spring break is just around the corner, which means it's that time again for 4-H and FFA students to converge on Oklahoma City for 10 days of organized chaos, as Executive Director of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, Tyler Norvell, puts it. The event will kick off this Thursday, during which more than 7,000 Oklahoma agricultural education students will come together to participate in the world's largest junior livestock show at its home at the Oklahoma City State Fairgrounds. According to Norvell, this event just continues to grow and grow.
Yeah, we just always try to give students more opportunities, and every year I budget and expect for numbers to be even or down, and they continue to grow, and that's very exciting. Even down, you know, our entries grow, but the number of exhibitors involved continue to grow, so that lets you know you're providing a product people want to be a part of, and that's exciting. And you know, it's organized chaos for 10 days. Somebody told me years ago, they said OYE is no longer a livestock show, it is an event that everybody comes home for, wants to be a part of. So that's really humbling and exciting to get to be a part of it from a staff's perspective.
Once again this year, the OYE will host a variety of events leading up to the show's main event, the Grand Drive, scheduled for Thursday evening, March 21st.
Yes, Thursday night will be our grand drive, our big event where we'll present scholarships. And then we do have a big announcement that we're not letting out yet that will take place at Grand Drive that we're extremely excited about. And that event is free and open to the public. We would love everybody to come out to State Fair Arena that evening about 5:30 p.m. And then we will bring out the limousine like we always do to Thunderstruck, make those kids feel special, and then we'll select our four grand champions.
In addition to that,
Stephen Adams is going to be here with the Beef Council on March 19th to do a meet and greet and learn more about the beef industry, which is just going to be awesome.
This year, 150 scholarships will be awarded, totaling $300,000. Furthermore, Norvell is expecting another strong turnout this year at the OYE Sail of Champions.
The sale looks like it's going to be really strong. Last year was one of our best ever, at $1.3 million, and the economy was good, but we had some money walk in the door that evening on some grands that we weren't expecting, so it just blew the roof off of it. I feel like we're definitely going to have over $1 million sale, and it should be a really strong event. The economy's good, and people want to help these young people.
And of course, once again this year, our coverage of the OYE is sponsored by ITZ Great Plains, your energy superhighway. Be sure to tune into great radio stations like this one, or click over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for regular reports from the Oklahoma Youth Expo. You've got farm news on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2019 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.